The Lord bless you with his peace, dear heart dwellers. Today, when I went into prayer, the Blessed Mother came to me and had a message. So I'm going to go ahead and relay that on to you. I had asked, Lord, what is on your heart? And then I realized that Our Lady was here instead. So I asked her, what's on your heart? And she said, yes, daughter, I have come to share with you the burdens of my Immaculate Heart. Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second and explain something. The other night, I had a very unpleasant experience with a seminar where someone started bashing Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. I don't think they know what that's even about. And I want to straighten this out for all of you that might not know. The expression, her Immaculate Heart, is because she was given the grace of baptism to cleanse her blood before she conceived Jesus. It's not that she's immaculate, it's that at the time of conception, she was given the grace of baptism, which erases all original sin. So her heart was made immaculate through that provision of giving her the grace of baptism before John the Baptist came along, in order that she could carry Jesus in her womb without any trace of original sin. It grieves me so much when people start bashing about things they don't know. Anyway, moving right along. If anyone says anything about her Immaculate Heart, you'll understand now it's not that she was so perfect that she had an Immaculate Heart, supposedly. She did lead a very spotless life. It's more about the grace of baptism to prepare her to carry the Lord in her womb without any taint of original sin in her blood. So that's what that's about. Okay, she said, and another thing, Ezekiel had mentioned that people are not pressing into prayer the way they should be right now. So she confirmed that. She said, it is true that there are certain heart dwellers who have not been spending time in the Lord's heart. I am most concerned for them because they will not be fortified for what is to come upon the earth. The scriptural rosary, which the rosary is scriptural. All of the salutations in the rosary are scriptural. And she links in the rosary the mysteries of the Lord's life in the scriptures. The different segments of his life are meditations for each rosary bead. So it's all about Jesus. It's all about meditating on his life. The scriptural rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, adoration with the Blessed Sacrament, holy readings, and the scriptures, which cleanse the soul and strengthen it for the journey, are all very fortifying. The communion service also is very powerful to fortify the soul with his very body and blood. Families with children are preparing for the school year and are very busy, but this is the time when Satan takes advantage of that busyness, and even into the holiday season, traveling plans, visiting relatives, and the elections, etc. There is so much to do, and it is their spirits that suffer because they are not recognized as the most pressing need. And yet it is because now is the increase of darkness and doings of the dark ones that it is most important. You can counteract that by redoubling your prayers and being extremely faithful not to allow yourself to put the world before him. It is those who do not cover sufficiently for this time that have the more severe trials. So I am asking you, all of you, for greater and greater fidelity and restoration of these gifts you have been given, gifts such as worship, intercessory prayer, lingering in the Lord's presence, prophecy, words of knowledge and Holy Communion. My dear, dear children, do not sacrifice your prayer time because of these other activities. You will greatly suffer for abandoning these things. This season is not like other seasons, because time is closing in and prophecy is being fulfilled, so it calls for a greater degree of watchfulness over your families and a greater degree of diligence. I will help you with this if you call upon me. It is my heart to see you protected. This is why I am taking time to remind you. This is the season to fortify your spiritual covering, not allowing yourselves to relax your watchfulness. Many things are being done by the dark side now that will bear bad fruit at the end of the season for those who are not covered in prayer. Especially cover and protect your children, because there are new assignments being made against them now. This world is no longer a safe place for your children. They are targeted every day of their lives by one force or another. You are wise to cover them with my son's blood and be sure that they are extra vigilant against opportunities to be abducted. The other reason for increased faithfulness is the increased death of those on earth. This has deeply impacted my son, and he seriously laments the untimely death of the unsaved. Your presence in his heart, your time devoted to him, and even making reparation brings him great comfort. And when she said, time devoted to him and even making reparation brings him great comfort, what she's talking about in reparation is spending extra time with the Lord or saying extra prayers or extra worship to make up for the people that were not faithful and didn't do that, repairing the damages for them. So she's saying that making reparation brings him great comfort because you care. You care about how he feels, and that he has lost the attention of souls that he needed in a critical time. You, my dear ones, are his great solace in the midst of great loss. Please do not doubt or forget this, for now is a time like no other when those who could be saved are given a last opportunity through your vigilance. This, too, brings him great comfort. And that was the end of her message.